Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua, 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 Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa,
a forever Dolphins quarterback,
Tua.
It's our Tua, it's our Tua,
Tua,
Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 o'clock here today.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, like a surprise?
Yeah. Gotta tell you.
Look at that weather.
Give
us a weather update from the Debesman and Dover Law Firm, Leroy. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE for free consultations 24/7.
Very calm winds. No winds. Light out of the west. Planes are going left from right. It's probably 80 to 85 degrees. But let me warn you. It's that time of year, folks. You know what time it is. It's hurricane season. That means it's going to rain in the evening at some point. Maybe not in your area, but be careful, okay? Because it's going to rain. Could be some potential downpours. That's just where we are this time of year.
There you go, man. Your weather update there. Get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I think these topics today are just hilarious.
This is it, like, I don't understand.
Laughing at them.
I get sometimes it's hard to find stuff to do every day, but you have access to everything, right?
Today on First Take, let's look at the worldwide leader. They say, more likely, Heat win or Nuggets sweep. Are they referring to tonight, or are they saying for the series?
The Heat.
Winning the more likely a Nuggets sweep. So they're saying.
Or the Heat win it. Your two options are Heat win a championship or Nuggets sweep. So what's more likely to happen?
Heat win the championship.
I would agree with that.
Dummies. The disrespect, it's crazy to me. It really is.
Here's what I hate.
I love this. I can't wait until
I'm going to tell you what I hate more than anything. You have to go back 2 years.
2 years, right?
Right. Like, we haven't had enough sports, and these two teams aren't so far past that with how well they improved and how good they are now. That we have to go back 2 years?
We're talking about something that happened with one of the Morris twins in November of last season. And we're like, Jimmy, were you talking about, can you get this, Vlad? It's in our folder. No beef with Jokic from last year's incident. with Jimmy Butler, because I found it weird that he was even asked about it. I mean, I get it, like it was, but like we had the whole thing, the Jokic brothers that happened. And by the way, Jimmy Butler on the Jokic brothers game got hurt in that game. He fell on his back, and like Jimmy was out for like a long time in that. I remember being like, we were all really hyped up because the Jokic brothers were coming down. It's gonna be a thing, and literally like.
As soon as the game started.
Boom. Falls right on his back. Right after he came back from injury. And I was like.
Right after he came back from an ankle, then he fell on
his
back.
Yeah, fell right on his back. Fell right on his back. And I was like, oh, that was anticlimactic. It's crazy to me, man. Like, we're looking at this stuff. Jokic and Jimmy. Beef, chicken, or
Here's
something
the other
like
thing.
This.
Here's the other thing. I'm a firm believer in this. You can't have beef with somebody you even garden or that's not guarding you. You can't.
Yeah. Like
you can't. Like, a cornerback can only have beef with a wide receiver, running backs with linebackers, like, tight ends with linebackers. You can't. Offensive line with defensive line.
We had Tyreek Hill versus Micah Parsons, and Micah Parsons is like, I'm gonna make Tua pay. I'm like, damn it.
Right. He ain't say. You can't, because you can't say you're going to make Tyreek Hill pay. You don't never have to deal with Tyreek Hill.
This was Jimmy Bucket just say asked about the Jokic incident from two seasons ago. Jim VP.
I think so. I think there's a lot of, like, stuff about the whole situation that people don't understand. And I'll let that, you know, stay back there. But I don't think it has too much to do with anything. It's thing of the past, high-level competition. But I will say, I wasn't talking to Jokic. That wasn't my beef, so make sure you write that. And the individual who I was talking to definitely know who I was talking to.
There you go. So it's like it wasn't even about Joker.
Right, but they can, because so that was the two stars, so they had to make it about you. Like, we don't even care about facts anymore.
Right, make sure you write that.
We don't even care about facts anymore. It's just a sad place in sports.
Oh, and also they've also played twice this year, and they were no
right.
Fights.
And nobody gave a rat's ass about that beef when they played against each other.
Right, they were really good games that both came down to the wire, and nobody cared. The only thing that Jimmy had beef with was at the game at home that was with the rim, because he threw a ball up that somehow went on the rim and just fell. Like, I was like, what is it? What is this, like a putt that won't go in? Like, what? He was just, remember, like, he hit the shot. Do you remember that where he just stared at the rim and he goes, huh, I don't understand. It just wouldn't go in. I mean, like, what are we doing here? It's crazy to me. Anyway, so that's your NBA coverage nationally, what they got going on right now. Very exciting. Can't wait for tonight.
Let me tell you how this conversation.
Hey, by the way, is that Dope Greeny? Is he on the NBA countdown coverage today?
Yep.
Do I have to hear from him?
Can I just say this? Here's this between Shannon and Skip.
What's that?
Shannon will say, I believe him. Why would he lie about something like that? That happened 2 years ago, right? And Skip is like, there is no way. He don't want that heat. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, you know what's amazing? I think the things that we do on radio.
Look, they were very clearly pissed about something in that incident, because there's that awesome picture of Andy Ellisberg, Big Andy, just blocking the way to the Nuggets locker room, and you have Jimmy, Bam, Kyle Lowry, and Dwayne Dedman, of all people, who are there at the.
Wait, I tell you what, if I'm going to war, I want somebody nicknamed Deadman.
Deadman's crazy. I wouldn't listen. I don't want him playing minutes for my team anymore.
Well, he also has a little bit of that. Who was the center from Ohio State?
Odin?
Yeah, he got a little bit of that Odin. Because he looked like he's 45 and he like 28.
Yeah.
Right?
But listen, at very clearly, Dwayne Dedman has himself, like, he got a little Hulk to him where he can get angry. We saw how far he was able to fling a massage gun, which are not light. And he took it with his little pinky and flung it nearly across the arena. I mean, it was an awesome picture. I don't understand what it has to do with the series. If there is beef with the series, you want to know what I think it's going to be? Them fighting for the championship, and it's going to be very intense, because both of these teams are badass teams with a lot of good players, with great coaches, and that really want the holy hell out of this, because they all feel like they haven't gotten their just due, which is why I think this is going to be a great series. It's going to be an awesome series.
It's going to be an awesome series. I would say one of the things that I want to see, though, which is weird, right? When you see Jokic play, you think that your team can run him off the floor. And that's really not the case because everybody around him can run.
They want to run.
They want to run. And so don't get caught up with that slow, he dribble. Don't get caught up in that.
No.
They want to run.
Because that big polar bear is going to take that ball and right down to, right. It's like, we've seen that Kevin Love. Imagine Kevin Love in that outlet pass on steroids. Like, that's what that dude is on all places. Eyes on the back of his head. And I think, the thing that's going to be interesting about this is I'm sure the Heat are going to throw a lot of looks at him. That's fine. But the impression I get from them, from hearing from them, is we got to try and make it tough on him to make shots. They don't want to get into a place where they have to double him because they know he'll carve him up with his passing. And if you got to take
– you either makes him so tough.
I think what they want to do is – and we've seen – and this is what makes him great. It makes him a two-time MVP. You want to try and make him hit those moon shots, you live with it. You know, dude? But if he's going to go out there and he's going to make it wide open to KCP, wide open to Bruce Brown, wide open to Jamal Murray because you're trying to worry about, I think the big things in this one is you want to try and make him work, take that shot clock down, bam, get him in tough spots. If he gets you with a tough two, he gets you with a tough two. Bam, got to stay out of foul trouble. Has to. Because they don't got
to. First 5 minutes of the game is going to be very important because everybody's going to try to get aggressive. But you got to stay within the realm of basketball because you don't want anybody to get – the Heat can't afford two quick fouls.
No. If anything, you're just one of these – like, look, if the Heat – we've seen this with them. If you can keep this thing in a 10-point strike because of how good their shooting has been and because of the way they're able to turn the ball over, like, you want to prep everything for these – I feel like with these Heat teams, yes, you obviously want to get off to good starts, but, like, second halves of these games, being able to – get more aggressive, take more risks. Yeah, I think that's going to be huge for them. Huge. The series, dude. I'm so excited for tonight. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Ooh,
Hey, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Why is this robot camera keep following me today, J-Fig? Fix it! Fix it, dude! Oh, she's not here. I hope Scooby's doing better than this. Like, what's up with your best friend? I like a stationary camera. I don't like a robot camera, Vlad. Freaks me out, man.
I don't like it either, bro.
Not trusting it. I don't like it. Well, some things just got to stay the same way. It's weird. J-Fig was missing Scooby yesterday because he was at the vet. Hopefully our show mascot is doing well. Fight the good fight, Scooby.
Get better, Scoob.
Get better, Scooby. You gotta get your mind right for an NBA Finals tonight. So... got that going on. Heat, Nuggets tonight. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Jason Jackson has the call with Amy Audibert. Did you hear, by the way, Duncan Robinson was on J.J. Redick's podcast, and he had said that the Hulk Hogan thing, why he had done that. He said this on the pod. He said apparently what had happened, that he obviously is from New England, so he has a lot of intangibles in his contacts. And apparently somebody had put him into a group chat with a bunch of Sully and Murphs after game six. And so he was getting peppered all night on his phone. F yeah, Seltzin seven, F the Heat. These guys are bums. Duncan Robinson. Remember, he missed those two threes late.
Yeah.
Choker. All that. But I don't know if they knew Duncan Robinson was in the group chat or if they're doing that just to troll him. So Duncan Robinson was just getting peppered with revenge fuel the entire time leading up to this game.
I mean, yeah. You got to do it when you make a three, though, not a layup.
Well, he's very proud of
That's
his.
All right. You know what's
very
funny?
Proud of his you blossoming know,
it's,
game.
It's funny, though, because a lot of times you don't understand the backstories behind these, right? And that's the thing. Like, you can say the same thing about when Randy Moss fake mooned, Green Bay. I told you the backstory on that.
Yeah, they like to show you guys the cheeks.
Right. So a lot of times people don't understand the backstory. If you understood the backstory, those two events would be hilarious.
Right.
Like, if you knew all the texts that he was getting all night, then what Duncan Robinson did becomes funny.
Well, Joe Buck going off.
Right. But that's the thing, man. That like, as a society, I'm going to just put this out there. As a society, we're dumb as hell.
I was laughing.
Because we don't care about the truth. We just want to react without even knowing whether we're right or wrong or have a reason to complain.
I was.
Oh, did I tell you what happened to me?
No, what happened?
So I pick up Rebecca. We're going to, I had to take her to the doctor. So I drive from here to Western High School, and then I have to drive all the way to Sunrise, down almost by the beach. So I'm flying.
Okay.
So I have to get off on Oakland, and I turn down, I think, I forget what road I turned by. And there's a guy with two other people in a golf cart, right? Now it's licensed. It's got a tag and street legal. We get to a red light. The arrow goes, right? He's just sitting there. So I honk the horn. He gives me the bird.
What?
So I follow him.
What?
And I yell at him. Hey, jackass, the light was green. What are you giving me the finger for? He goes, sorry.
Damn it, just tell him.
Too late. You can't. You know what? If you had said the words to me, you could take that back.
Damage is done.
You can't take back a finger.
You can't take back the
bird. Once you give somebody the bird, it's go time. You can't take that back. So I'm like, this guy gave me the bird because he's sitting at a green light. Like, what the hell's wrong with us? Usually, if you're not paying attention, the light turned green, you just hold up a hand.
Sorry,
and you go. You don't give birds to people honking the horn because you sitting at a green light.
You really can't unflip the bird.
You can't.
No, there's no going back.
I mean, we still remember, Bud from Tennessee. With Tennessee with the blue Sansa belt suit on.
Bud Adams?
Bud Adams giving the double bird, right? You can't do that. The league fined him.
In a way.
It don't matter.
It is how Max Strus and Jimmy Butler say, I
greet
love you.
Each other. That's how right.
They greet each other with the middle finger.
But I'm like, man.
By the way, did you see what Max Strus did yesterday? What did
he do?
Max Strus did a slideshow of the Heat's victory, right? You know, like some pictures from the Eastern Conference Finals on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And
him and Jimmy giving each other a finger.
No, better than that.
Do you have the light skin picture of him, Caleb, and Gabe?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. But so he puts up this. It's Eastern Conference Finals champs, you know.
Yeah.
Max Strus with this trophy. So he puts a bunch of pictures. This was the last picture that he put.
Yes.
The last picture.
Wait. Listen, there's Heat culture and there's Heat petty, right? They all do it. The last person you expect to have petty is Max Strus and Duncan Robinson, right?
So good. The last picture.
Here's what I can't figure out.
So for our radio audience, the last picture that he puts is Boston Celtics news. Celtics wave forward Max Strus with him in a Celtics jersey.
Here's what I can't figure out. Max Strus is not better than Peyton Pritchard? Like, who made that decision?
I don't know.
But it goes to show you, and here's what I love and I hate about sports, right? A good pro, I'm not talking about a Hall of Famer, or I'm just talking about a good pro in any sport can go to a bad organization and have his career ruined, right? But a decent pro can go to a good organization with a good coaching staff and his career could flourish because he's able to draw all of his skills and put them out there on display, right? So the Max Strus that we have,
mm-hmm.
You telling me that guy couldn't help anybody else?
Crazy.
Right. It's crazy.
I think yesterday Caleb Martin said, I don't know if it was on Dan's show. It might have been on Dan's show. He called getting cut by the Hornets a slap in the face.
Right. And I give you a perfect example. Because when I went from Cleveland to Baltimore and then I got shipped out of Baltimore, I'm thinking, wow, if I can't make this team, like, is my career over?
Yeah, he said getting waived by the Hornets was definitely the biggest slap in the face. At that point, I'm thinking, do I have to go overseas?
Right. It's like, depending on, like, it's a difference in getting cut by Kansas City. Because you're thinking, oh, there's still hope.
Right.
But if you're getting cut by a team that went 2-14, this is the bottom of the barrel right here.
It's like Patrick Beverly getting waived by the big three Heat. You know, it's like, all right.
Right, exactly.
It's tough.
You don't lose faith. You just say it's a numbers thing or whatever.
He kept that petty with him forever. Respect. Right.
But can you imagine getting cut by the 3-13 Cleveland Browns?
Oh.
I'm like, wow, I can't even make this team. That's what I was thinking.
That's terrible.
I'm thinking, wow, like, I can't even make this team.
This is the picture you guys are talking about with the three of them together.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They all look like brothers, right?
They look like light-skinned twins.
Yeah. Look at them. Oh, by the way, message from Big Spoon.
Yeah?
She said she is getting us something. Mm-hmm. She is preparing it. And no one will match it this time.
Ooh, wow.
Right.
11%?
No.
Wow, I can't wait.
No.
By the way, did you see that picture? Look at that picture again of those three.
Let me get it. Hold on.
And zoom in. No, I'm talking about you, Tobin. Zoom in the picture and look at them.
All right, I got a screenshot to zoom in. Hold on. Because otherwise it won't hold.
They look blasted.
Yeah, they do. They do look blasted,
dude. Like,
I'll send it to JFig. We'll have it up for next segment. We'll
so pop. So yeah, I get it, man. It's I'm gonna give credit to somebody that probably don't need no credit. But Draymond Green, a few months ago, he said, "Y'all so quick to call somebody that get drafted high or coming to the league a bust, but y'all don't ever fault these organizations for ruining these players." Right? And so the one thing that I would say about the Heat is that if you come here, whatever your skill set is, they're going to get the most out of it and develop the skills that you aren't as good at. And you got to – I don't care who you are. You got to always want to come through an organization like that.
For sure.
Even if it means – You don't make as much money for a couple of years because you know you're going to go get paid. Because everybody be plucking the hell out of Heat players, right? Now, they don't do nothing when they leave here. Who's the last player to leave? I mean, LeBron?
Who's done better leaving here?
Who's the only player that has success once they left, once the Heat said, we done with you? LeBron was the last guy, and he's in a different class.
You're thinking about like one of their fines, right? Like that's
what
Hassan, no.
No.
Tyler
Bumpy,
Johnson,
no.
Wayne Ellington, not
no.
Really. James Johnson, no.
No.
Philly Cheese did win a championship.
Man, Champ Cheese.
Look at that picture, man. I know baked when I see it.
Hey, check this out. Somebody send him a picture. Somebody send him a... Did y'all even try?
They smoking on that Brown Tatum pack. That's what they were doing.
I mean, come on. They still in the locker room, dude. They call you.
Come on, man. That's me waking,
you know,
up,
what?
Waking up.
But here's what I would say about the Heat players. How much you want to bet collectively they said, let's do it this way?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what these guys are in. And it's something, it makes you enjoy them even more when they do stuff like this. Like, to see Duncan Robinson mush in the crowd, like, do you understand? He barely talked when he got here. Now he holding up. Come on.
We'll take a quick break, get some more stuff on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I got to this.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560.
By the way, what do you think the first thing I asked when I got to Minnesota?
What?
Where's Prince's house?
No. His house was Paisley Park.
Where's Lake Minnetonka?
Minnetonka. Is it real? Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Yep. Lake Minnetonka is where they had the love boat.
What, you watched a T-Wolves game with him?
Yeah.
Crazy. crazy.
Yep, in the Target Center. Him and Tiger Woods was there.
That's wild.
That's crazy. And it's terrifying because he's tiny, right? But he got a deeper voice than you. So you don't know how to, like, you thinking that he's so small he should be talking like Kevin Hart.
But he ain't.
And he talking like Lou Rawls.
Yeah.
But as far
kinda
as
confusing.
Yeah. As far as being cool, oh no. There ain't dude, he is so laid back and cool and whatever.
Guy who's laid back on the mic is Paul Maurice as the Panthers are heading to Vegas.
Who's calmer? Who's calmer? Paul Maurice or Spo? Because Paul Maurice ain't never flinch all year either.
Paul Maurice, because he's never bangs the table.
Are you talking about, I think on media, I've definitely, Spo has been like on edge with the media lately.
Well, recently, but I'm talking about as a whole, and all the situations and circumstances they go through.
I think they're both crazed on the bench and while the game's going on, but I would say Paul Maurice has been more laid back since with media sessions. Spo has been like, drop us off with parachutes.
But that's just lately, man. And I know. You know, and here's what I know about Spo. Those comments are not for us.
No.
They are to make sure his team is in the right frame of mind.
Yeah,
right?
Maniac.
Because when he talks about competition and he talks about doing what it takes and feeling good, they all say the same thing. And once he hears that, then he knows they're good. But the attitude that they have to go into this series with is I don't care where we play, what time we play, and who we play.
Did Spo threaten to turn off the air conditioning?
Yeah.
What he literally said, he was about to pull a San Antonio Spurs.
We'll turn it off.
We'll turn it off, play 90 degrees inside.
But you know what? I also think that was a shot at Greenberg as well. Like, I'm getting sick and tired of all these.
I am too.
Yeah,
but that's too. But that's what I'm saying is that the players, especially Jimmy and Spo, if you ever notice, they are very good at making the point that needs to be made, mm-hmm. right? They are very good at putting things out there that they want out there to kind of say what they want to say. And so Spo's thing, ever since the playoffs, ever since going into Game 7, his attitude about commenting on these things has always been the same way. Hey, we'll play this game right now. Hey, you can drop us off on Mount Everest. Hey, you can, like, he wants his team to understand the importance of what the task is and that it doesn't matter where, when, or how. We're going in there to get something done.
I just think the other thing, too, is, like, you're not going to find an out or an excuse that you think is going to rattle us. Like,
yeah,
from injuries to path to get here to all this stuff, now you're going to throw altitude.
See, the rest of the world isn't familiar with this saying, but we are. We have enough.
That's right.
They don't understand what that means, but those 15 guys – that go and dress and play, they understand. And here's the attitude they play with, and here's what they tell you, the attitude they play with. If somebody gets hurt, more opportunity for me.
Right.
But that don't mean that losing is acceptable.
Here is Paul Maurice as the Panthers are heading out to Las Vegas. They've had a lot of time off. The Heat did not, but the Panthers have. They start up on Saturday. And Paul Maurice not worried about his goalie, but seeing where everybody else is at, he's not sure.
Oh, I'm not worried about him because he's got this routine that it's almost not related to what's going on the schedule, whether he's playing 14 in a row like he did in March or we get 10 days off. He's got his routine. The concern you have is the difference between challenges and opportunity. There's a challenge to this. You get 10 days off. You know, how do you can't stay in that emotional environment that you are. And then, ooh, the opportunity. We had some banged up guys and we're moving pretty good on the ice. So that's the challenge. That's the opportunity. We'll take it. We'll take the rest. I think it gives us the best chance in the legs. And if it takes us a while to get back into it, then we got to be able to hold water until we do.
What the hell? Hold water?
Yeah.
You mean like with the sticks?
No, that means keep everything afloat.
You sure?
Yeah. That means you mean like when we're playing bad, keep the games close.
Like thumb in the
When we're playing bad or we don't have our legs, we can't allow them to get away from us.
You sure?
Yes.
That's what hold water means?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Tobin.
What do you mean?
Like, leave. What?
Minus one.
Yeah.
I was picturing like colonial days where like you have the sticks. You remember?
No, that you're thinking of carrying your own water.
Yeah. We had that. Carrying your own buckets of water?
We had that thing in Minnesota. Denny used to always say, carry your water. Carry your weight. I remember one time we had a guy give up like 3 sacks. And so we put like 20 of them big jugs of water in front of his locker. Yeah.
Jeez.
It was hilarious. It was fun. We don't have nothing else to do. We with our brothers 10, 12 hours a day. That's the only way we can have fun.
It really does sound like Paul Maurice when it comes to Bobrovsky. He's like,
He doesn't talk. It seems like he can't remember the last time he had a conversation with Bob.
Yeah.
Because they all say, man, Bob works harder than anybody. He does his own thing. He prepares regardless. He works hard every day. See you on game day. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
So maybe he doesn't want to jinx Bob. Maybe the coach doesn't want to
do that.
How about that? Leroy? How about
that?
This doesn't make sense, dude.
Wait.
What?
I'm going to tell you right
now. Keeper of the cups.
Hold on. Tell you right now.
What's up?
Paul Maurice not messing with Bob. You damn sure ain't messing with Bob.
It's not fair.
No, it ain't fair.
It's not fair.
Life ain't fair, my friend. Life ain't fair. You're going to say that to your kids one day.
3-0 lead?
They go, it's not fair.
What if they're
up 3-0? Life isn't fair. I told you we could have did it last week.
No. You.
I said when we come back on Monday, if there you can definitely do it. I said that. I would have been cool because you can't jinx that. Right?
Well, hockey's done it 4 times.
Back from 3-0 or 3-1?
3-0. Yeah.
Okay. So, no. Good. Stay away, Mush. So, look. So listen.
You forgot the full description. Bonafide jinx.
No. You were called a
harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Mush and T.
A harbinger of strife and misfortune. That would go down in history. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm getting ready to watch like Friday the 13th, Part 9. Right? Who is this? He's a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Don't have a Wikipedia description of it. Dude, anything with harbinger doesn't sound good.
Right. No. Because, like, anybody ever heard he's a harbinger of niceness? No.
Never.
Harbinger of death? Harbinger of destruction? Strife? Yeah. Harbinger.
Just plain bad.
Right. Harbinger is, wow. I mean, I got to tell you, awesome article.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was
almost like he had that ready to go, and talking to you confirmed it.
Thought we were going to talk about what's it like doing sports radio in 2 miles of the championship. This guy completely hoodwinked me.
And he goes, he didn't.
Huh, you're a mush, eh? Yeah, tell me more about that, Shane. Yeah.
No, hey.
Radio Burt Sugar.
No, guess what? All the facts were presented, and the facts were Bob was going on about his day. You went and had an interview with him, and then all of a sudden,
he got replaced by a hockey G leaguer.
Right. So, I mean, I'm sorry. If I want the Panthers to win, that it is my duty to keep you as far away from Bob as possible.
I'm going to ask Mike Bolt if the Panthers win, can we put Harbinger of Misfortune on the cup?
Dude, can I tell you?
Point for Tobin.
I got to tell you. For that thing being 100-plus years old,
pretty good shape.
Pretty good shape. Now, there are a couple of dings in it that just, I guess they just couldn't fix.
Dude, I just heard a story.
What?
Like, Jaromir wanted the cup with him and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Time. The dude was in the other room.
And he had to be in the other room.
Yeah. Well, we were at, see, here's the thing. I didn't know that story. Leroy
I knew
brought that
story,
up yesterday.
Right.
Because I asked him, hey, what's the crazy thing? And he wouldn't go into it. I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like, you wouldn't. But no, he must get asked that question all the
all
time.
All the time. It's
well, because everybody question. Knows the story with Yager.
I didn't know that story.
But nobody knows where he or the other cup protector were.
I know where they were.
But we know one person who didn't care if they were sitting in the bed next to him.
Stanley.
Yager.
Or Stanley.
Yeah. Yager didn't care. But yeah, so. And then the other thing is, if you drink a beer, the person who's got the cup has to pour the beer.
You can't pour it
into the cup.
I know. It's crazy.
That's all right. We ready.
We ready, dude.
We ready.
Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.